It's been a while, but I wanted to come back and offer some ideas on some recent travel. Some friends of ours that love to travel, they probably are some of the only friends that we have currently that travel as much or more than Melissa and I do. This family invited us just a few months back to do an epic trip with them. We decided first on the East Coast, and then we switched it to the West Coast, and then we switched it to a little bit off the West Coast. We went through, I think, three different places. And this is significant because as we first talked about it, we had mentioned to this couple maybe 2 years ago about wanting to go to Philadelphia. And they'd been to Philadelphia, lived there, one of them for a while, had all kinds of ideas on where to eat, where to play. And so as we talked about it, we said, we got to do it. Finally, we went to go do it and realized that airfare was going to be exorbitant. The cost would be so prohibitive that it just would make the trip not as fun. Because often when you overspend on one aspect of your trip, then you don't have as much money to play and do enjoyable things without regret. And so we didn't retreat. We recalculated and said, let's do that at another time. But what could we do that would be more affordable? So then we started looking at maybe a California adventure, somewhere in California, maybe a San Diego, maybe an LA. And we started brainstorming, we researched, and we discussed, and we said, no, that still could be a little bit pricey. That might not be exactly what we want to do. And so then one of the members of our travel party said, how about Tahoe? Reno is another trip that we'll get to eventually. How about Lake Tahoe? Well, Melissa and I had been there with some other friends a few years ago and our families, and we loved it. Well, as we planned this trip, we discovered that we could do it pretty affordably. We started brainstorming. Okay, what if, whose vehicle gets the best gas mileage from Utah to Lake Tahoe? Whose vehicle could get really good at gas mileage and do it affordably? Well, we looked at the pricing, and obviously with the cost of gasoline at the time, this is just a couple months ago, still kind of pricey, but not nearly as pricey as flying, because we were going to have six people amongst us. And so we looked at that price, we figured out the fuel, and went, that's not too bad if you split it amongst about five, six people or so. Then we decided, so we knew which vehicle we were going to take. Then we said, okay, what about lodging? And the other couple, so Melissa and I said we would drive. The other couple said, well, we have a hookup with lodging. They figured out that they could do one of those timeshare presentations, and that if we were willing to go with them for about an hour and a half, 2 hours to this presentation during our trip, that we could probably get a real smoking good deal. So we said, let's do it. We're game for that. You know what? It's a vacation, but we could do that some morning, maybe for a couple hours. So we did. We signed up for that timeshare presentation, and we were able to get the lodging for about $150 for the whole week. It was 5 days in Tahoe. We were able to drive there in a nice SUV, very comfortable, very affordable. And on the way there, this is one of the cool things that we did. As we're driving, we're looking a couple hours out from a meal, because it was a several hour trip, maybe 9 hours or something like that. We look out, okay, we're going to be in such and such place, Reno or Tahoe or Truckee or whatever, in a few hours. Where can we eat? And we were fortunate enough that one of the persons we were traveling with was able to pull out their phone, go to YouTube, and look at some of the video clips from the dives and drive-ins, show, and look at where we could eat that would be a really fun experience. Well, of course, when you eat at these places, first of all, they're cool because they've been on TV and they're yummy and they've been vetted out as some of the best around. But then when you go there and you decide to share a meal together, that's what it's all about. Not just a meal, but you get a bunch of food that you all enjoy, and then you just kind of share. Hey, can I have some of that? Oh, yeah, grab some of this. Oh, who's got this? Who wants some more of this? And you just share and enjoy. We did that at a wonderful pizza place in Reno. We did that at a German restaurant in Lake Tahoe. Now, when we stayed in Lake Tahoe, here's the kicker. Last time, we were at the northwest side, which is California, and it's amazing. This was the south. I believe it was the southeast side, which is really close to the Hard Rock Cafe Casino. And it's right, which is kind of on the border of California and Nevada. But we were able to stay just a couple miles from the Hard Rock and in this amazing place that was on Lake Tahoe, literally maybe a 30-yard walk to get to the beach and to enjoy the shore there and walking and such. We had food at this great German place. We did the timeshare presentation, which got us $150 at the Hard Rock Cafe to eat there. So that was mostly free. The timeshare presentation, it was the coolest thing. They had forgot to put us down on the wait list. We got there. They felt bad. They asked us if we wanted to listen to the presentation. We said, we're fine either way. They ended up just giving us, I believe it was $100 to do a Lake Tahoe cruise and $150 to go out to Hard Rock Cafe. Wow. And that cruise, oh my goodness. For those that like to drink, there's drinks included. We just had some soda and water and such. But we had a wonderful time. They show you this old mansion, maybe a 70-year-old mansion that's on the Lake Tahoe. They show you really cool things, a little, not a mountain, but kind of a hill that this lady would climb on and have tea each day, the one that owned the mansion. And they'd show you all these really cool things. They talked about the depth and the coloring in Lake Tahoe. Amazing. I'd never done the cruise before, so this is a wonderful time to do that. We stayed at this timeshare type place that ended up, what do we have? I think two large bedrooms, a massive living room, a kitchen, and we went out to shop at a grocery store to make sure we had all of our goods to eat for the week for our breakfast. And then for lunch, we had leftovers from the previous night wherever we ate at dinner. We had an excellent pasta place we ate at in Tahoe. I don't want to spoil you with saying these are all the places and this is where you need to eat. There's so many great places to eat there. We did go around and we tried, what was it? We had a few different, I guess we had a few different places near us that had ice cream, like some of the gelato. We had some of that near our location that we stayed at. We had some other really empanadas. Just some amazing food all around. And then we took a ride, I guess it was a tram ride, up to the top of the mountain so that we could see over the whole valley and the lake and such. Wow, that was amazing. Our friends decided to go down on the, there's like this mountain ride that you can go down, kind of like an alpine slide, if you will, and you go down the mountain really fast. They enjoyed that. I think the tram was even more special for all of us. But here's what I'll tell you. Tahoe, have you been there? Go again if you've never been there. Amazing place. The food's awesome. There's a little village where you can go see a magic show, which we did. Saw a magic show, had a great dinner. I could go on and on about Tahoe, but it's kind of like Park City if you've been there, or Aspen, or some of these mountain places that are ski places in the winter, and they're just fun, cooler places. Not too hot in the summer. So I hope you get a chance to go to Tahoe. Bon voyage.